Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the things I'm convinced we do better than just about every credit union in the United States is training and development. And joining us today, his name is Dr. Christopher Amos, the PhD, and the Assistant Vice President of Talent and Organizational Development. Hey, Dr. Amos, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
It is so nice to have you on the show. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good to be here.
I host a show with another PhD, Dr. Troy Hall, on Fridays, and we always make the joke that he's the PhD and I'm the GED. So we'll see if I can stay on my game this morning. First of all, tell us a bit about you and your career and your time with GTE up to this point.
Well, I started out in education. As far as my career, my education is my own personal education. I got my undergraduate degree from the University of Alabama, a master's from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and then my doctorate's from Southern Mississippi in leadership. And I started out as a K-12 special education teacher, and then I moved into administration and leadership, and then was a school principal, and then moved into higher education, where I was a professor and actually was a college football coach. And I've been with GTE for about 6 months, and it's been great. You know, the transition is, you know, it's a different industry, but leading people is still about focusing on people and building relationships. So for me, it's been an easy transition. But been
awesome.
Here 6 months, it's been great.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. Very, very interesting background. I love the part about football, big football fan. But in terms of GTE, what are your goals for the talent and leadership development and the knowledge management areas of the credit union?
Well, our goal really is to be the industry leader for talent development, which will be accomplished through, you know, innovative teaching and learning, robust teaching and learning, utilizing technology to its fullest capabilities, and using best practice as it pertains to adult learning theory. And always using Kirkpatrick and evaluating our teaching and learning at the highest level possible, which means we're not just going to ask you, you know, did you enjoy the class? We want to know, did this class create behavior change for you?
Right.
So that's some of the things that we're implementing to really make our teaching and learning more meaningful for our employees.
You mentioned something that's spot on, and that is about the adult learner, especially somebody that maybe had been in banking for a while. For people that don't know, tell us a bit about Kirkpatrick. It is a very different, like you said, it's not just filling in little bubbles 1 through 5 about how much you like something. It really is, you know, making sure that what you're training and teaching is leading to tangible changes in the areas that you're seeking to improve, isn't it?
Yeah, and really, it has levels 1, 2, and 3. So level 1 is kind of, you know, how did you like the class? And then level 2 and 3 is, level 2 is the employee tells you how it's changing their behavior. And level 3 is that employee's leader or manager will identify the behavior change as well. So that you're able to see, I took class X, and this is how it's helped me be better. This is how it's helped me do my job at a more highly effective rate, or and insert the job and insert the training. And that's how you really identify if the training was meaningful, because our training here is really focused on behavior change. You didn't know this. We taught you this. How do we measure that? And that's how we measure it. We want to, and that's one of the pieces that's been missing, is that's how you show value as well, is that we did this. This is how we know you're getting better. And that's how we can stay focused in talent development on increasing our knowledge base, so that, okay, well, that worked, that didn't work, why? And that is the why, is the Kirkpatrick's level 2 and 3. That's how you find out why and what you're doing.
That's awesome. Now, you know, I'm in Texas, you're in Florida. These are big football states. If I don't ask you, people are going to get mad at me. But I have to ask, where did you coach football at?
Oh, I coach at the University of West Florida. It's the
Very
only
cool.
public Division II school in the state of Florida, brand new football program. I was the running backs coach, and I recruited South Florida.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's very, very cool. I love football, and I know it doesn't make much sense, but when I play the video game version of football, I always focus on the running game because everybody else passes, so I always try to be the guy that does a lot of running. So that
control the game that
cool.
way.
That's exactly right, and you can control the clock that way, which is more important. And you've got such a diverse background. My guess is you take parts of all of that career trajectory and apply it to what you're doing in the present tense. Would that be a safe assumption?
Sure. I mean, really, leading is about people right. and building relationships. It's understanding the intricacies of the work is part of that, but that can be learned. So, I mean, from being a teacher to being a coach to being a principal to being a college football player, I mean, really, leading is about building relationships with people, and that's what our job in talent development is, to help everybody feel like they're empowered in their own learning.
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about it in the pre-show, and people can't hear the pre-show, but I think it's absolutely true. I think the best brands always stay focused on training and getting better. But you added something to that. It's also about maintaining the talent that you've already developed and developing leaders from within the existing, you know, group of people that already work for GTE Financial. That sounds like that's a big, big part of not just talent development, but retaining our best and brightest people, isn't it?
It is. And that's kind of what – I mean, you got a chance to meet Melissa last week, and you know, that's what the Emerge program is. It's really cultivating our own leadership from our own employees. Not that you can't go out and get great employees, but it gives our employees an opportunity to really develop their own leadership skills and to show their leaders that they are leaders. Because sometimes you don't always get those opportunities. So this program, which is, we've had great support from all the executive management team, the VPs and up, you know, that's what this is designed, is for that succession planning, because everybody will retire eventually. So we want to make right. sure that we don't scramble when it comes time to fill positions. We have talented people in place that have the necessary skills, that we know they have the necessary skills because we taught them the necessary skills. So.
Right. And also know that there is a unique culture at GTE Financial. You know, I've been to a lot of credit unions just in Florida, and there is always a unique vibe. I've been at three of the all-employee events. I travel with two musicians when we put on these conference performances, and they always talk about our trip out to GTE Financial because it was such a different vibe in the room, so much energy. And so the culture, the people understanding the culture and how leadership maintains that culture is so awesome. I love the fact that GTE is taking so much time and energy and investing in the development of our future leaders. But we always like to end the show on just kind of a fun question.
Sure.
So we always ask our guest, what was the last song that you listened to?
It's You and I by John Legend. It's one of my
John
favorite
Legend.
Songs.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right. That's awesome. I don't know if you heard Melissa, last week's guest show. It was the Marshall Tucker Band, which was kind of out of nowhere. And
yeah.
we pre-recorded the show for next week, with one of the interns, and in a million years, you'll never guess what song this 20-year-old picked. So you'll have to tune in next week to find out what the last song she listened to is. Hey, listen, Dr. Amos, we're so glad you're here. I think this is the exact perfect time to be doing this. There are tremendous generational changes occurring right now in the not just the banking marketplace, but in the American marketplace. And I'm so glad that you're here to help us get to that next level. And I want to thank you so very, very kindly for joining us this morning.
Jason, thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's Dr. Amos, everybody. Really good interview. Really good. Come on, studio audience. Where are you at? Yeah. Man, I don't know why. When I pre-recorded the show yesterday, for the first time ever, I mean, we've done hundreds of these shows, I hit the wrong button. I'm having button issues. It's once you learn a mistake, you learn the mistake. And so that's why it's so important to keep training and keep getting better. Hey, folks, as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.